You got your Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 18, I believe. Actually, Genesis chapter 19. Genesis chapter 19. I'm going to read this chapter and then we'll take a look at it, see what the Lord has for us from it. This is actually the account of what happened to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You've probably heard about them before. Genesis chapter 19. I should give a little bit of background there too. In chapter 18 is where Abraham met with three men, came to him, and one of those three men was the Lord appearing to him. The other two men were actually angels. And these two angels go on over to Sodom and Gomorrah. That's what we pick up here in chapter 19. Chapter 19, verse 1. Then the two angels came to Sodom in the evening. And Lot, that's Abraham's nephew, was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, "Hear now, my lords, please turn in to your servant's house and spend the night, and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way." And they said, "No, but we will spend the night in the open square." But he insisted strongly, so they turned in to him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter, surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, "Where is the man who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us, that we may know them carnally." So Lot went out to them through the doorway, shut the door behind him, and said, "Please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See, now I have two daughters who have not known a man. Please, let me bring them out to you, and you may do to them as you wish. Only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back." Then they said, "This one came to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them." So they pressed hard against the man, Lot, and came near to break down the door. But the men reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary